3, 2, 1.
Got a blast!
Okay, for my Christmas show and tell, I brought something that's truly full of magic and wonder.
How lovely, Carl. You brought a bag of... what is it?
Okay, well, last Christmas Eve, I put out a plate of cheese nibs for Santa, right? And the next morning, this was all that was left. Behold, the magic of Santa!
Excuse me, Carl, but how do you know your parents didn't eat the cheese nibs?
My parents are on a high-fiber, low-cheese nib diet.
Miss Fowl, can we have some clarity on this very nebulous and highly speculative issue of Santa Claus?
Jimmy, stop being such a Mr. Science Head and learn to enjoy Christmas. Maybe I can teach you how using the magic of song.
There's a glow by the fire as I sit and perspire. I'm cozy and snug. I sip from my mug, basking in the warmth of Christmas Day.
We get gifts from relationships and bank denominations, laptops and things, gadgets that ping, basking in the warmth of Christmas Day. These feelings that you speak of are subjective. All I want is something that is real.
Christmas joy should be your one objective.
Last summer I was bitten by an eel.
Huh? Kids eat sweets in profusion, dainty treats for the choosing.
The pumps made low.
Their hearts all aglow, basking in the warmth of Christmas Day.
Your answer's more elusive than it should be. I run into this problem every time. How could a guy that fat fit down a chimney? How could he survive the Arctic climb?
Happiness is the reason we delight in the season. Science is fine, but don't waste our time. We're basking in the warmth.
I can't concur.
Basking in the warmth.
But where's your proof?
Basking in the warmth. Christmas Day!
That was fun! Now let's do a hot salsa number about Arbor Day.
Excuse me, but you people still haven't answered my question. Carl, how can a man with a 50-inch waistline fit down a standard 20-inch chimney? How could Santa have survived for over 500 years in an environment of minus 20 degrees Celsius? I submit to you that there's only one explanation. There is, in fact, no Santa Claus!
No Santa? No!
Jimmy,
what is your problem?
Nice going, Scrooge-tron.
Don't tell me you all believe in Santa.
That's not the point. You didn't have to hurt Carl's feelings.
Well, I didn't mean to. I'm just looking for some straight answers here. I guess I'll just have to look somewhere else.
Why, of course there's a Santa, Jimbo. He's a jolly old man with a white beard and a lazy eye, and every year he removes asbestos from the attics of all the good little boys and girls.
Oh, Hugh, you're thinking of Mr. Hingis, the housing inspector.
You're right.
Jimmy, darling, Santa's not something you can prove with science. He does exist because he's real in our hearts.
What? And he has pixie dust and he can fly.
Thanks for coming over, guys.
Say, Jimmy, you're not gonna stomp on Carl's dreams again like you did in class, are you?
Oh, that's okay, Sheen. Now that I've had some fudge, I feel much better.
You look better.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, Carl. I just didn't want you to be disappointed by impossible wishes like I was.
What do you mean?
Well, 2 years ago, I wrote Santa asking for a core sample from dwarf star NG-738. I wanted it more than anything ever. When I opened my presents on Christmas morning, no dwarf star. That was the saddest day of my life. Gene, what's so funny?
Isn't it obvious, Jimmy? You were just naughty that year.
What are you talking about?
Wasn't that the year you almost destroyed the Earth?
No, you guys are missing the point.
Jimmy was naughty.
I didn't want to do this, but you've placed me in a scientifically untenable position. Vox, initiate reindeer scenario 8.20-B. This animatronic model exactly parallels the aerodynamic potential of the average reindeer. Observe. Unable to fulfill the requirements of Bernoulli's principle, it quickly plummets to the earth, as would Santa.
But Santa's reindeer are magic.
Yeah, he feeds them special kibble laced with jet fuel.
Look, guys, I've run the numbers. There is no Santa.
Well, if it's written on the blackboard, I guess it must be true.
I'm sorry, Carl.
Oh, that's okay, Jimmy. At least now I won't be hurt like you were.
Ow!
Sorry, Jimmy. I sat on your scanner thingy.
I've never seen a pattern like that. Carl, what's in your back pocket?
Well, just my bag of cheese nibs.
Ha! There's your hard physical proof. That snack is crawling with Santa's mojo.
Snacks don't have DNA, although the saliva on them might.
Santa saliva! Yay!
Hold on. Now, there's no way to prove that, short of traveling to the North Pole and scanning for the same pattern, and we're certainly not going to...
To the North Pole!
Yay! We're gonna see Santa!
Shotgun!
I have to work on my communication skills.
I love opening presents early.
I love rewrapping them and pretending to be surprised on Christmas morning.
Well, hey, what's that? Looks like another boneheaded neutron experiment. He's bound to do something to embarrass himself.
Hey, let's get it on tape and get back at him for making Carl cry.
Nothing particularly humiliating in here. What's this thing?
Hey, guys, what's my hypercube doing on the ground? You have to be careful. Infinite space condensed into a finite area is highly unstable.
Relax. What could happen?
Well, that's everything. Climb aboard, boys. Next stop, the North Pole!
Santa! Oh, Santa!
Save your breath, Carl. There's no life anywhere near here.
No? Then how do you explain this sign for Santa's workshop?
Pattern's back. And it's stronger than ever! Come on!
If I have to float here for all of eternity, I'm gonna be really ticked!
There's only one chance! Maybe I can shake him loose by blasting my Headbangers Christmas Mix CD!
That's just crazy enough to work! The North Pole.
Am I dressed for it? No!
Santa's house.
Not necessarily. It could be a cleverly disguised army outpost.
Made of candy? bladder control almost failed me.
Sid, this is Lou. We need to create a doll heads over on Dock 11. Stat.
Excuse me? We're here to see Santa.
Santa? It's Christmas Eve. He's gearing up for the big run.
So, no Santa. I thought so. Guys, this entire setup is a complete sham.
But Jimmy, what about the factory?
Ha! It's just a gussied-up warehouse, Carl. Parents order gifts here, then use them as positive reinforcement for naughty or nice behavior.
How do you explain the elves?
We prefer the term diminutive helpers.
Short guys with an ear condition. Now, if I could just home in on the source of this energy signal...
What's that? His atoms are scrambled. Production is halted. Well, I hope you're happy, kid. Your stupid scanner thing broke Santa.
Broke Santa?
Oh, no.
Fellas, there is no Santa. More likely, we've blown the lid off their operation, and now they're jumping ship.
Don't try to weasel out of this. Now we've got no one to deliver the toys. Christmas is canceled, and it's all your fault.
Got it! Vortex, where'd you come from?
Your infinite space cube thingy. So, it wasn't enough for you to spoil Carl's Christmas. You had to go and mess it up for everyone else. Did you get that, Libs?
Uh-huh.
Very spontaneous.
Thank you.
Look, everything's under control.
Yeah, right. Luckily, I've got a 5-point plan. Go in close on my 5-point plan, Libs. Point one, announce Jimmy's screw-up to the entire world. Point two, concoct a plan to save Christmas. Point three,
okay. Say goodnight, really ladies.
Yes. Point four.
Sorry, had to be done. And as for the Christmas presents, I'll deliver everyone you've got.
Ha! Who do you think you are? Santa himself?
No, that's the point. I'm just a regular kid. And if a kid can deliver everybody's Christmas presents using science, you'll all be forced to face the awesome, incredible truth there is no Santa Claus!
Okay, but the Easter Bunny's real, right?
The smell of spray-on snow on Christmas Eve.
Hugh! Hugh, turn on the TV!
The big story this morning. Christmas has been canceled.
Oh, no! That's the worst thing that could ever happen.
And it's all because of this boy, Jimmy Neutron.
Except for that.
This dramatic footage, taken inside Santa's workshop, captures the tragic moment.
Oh, oh, ow!
Local videographers Cindy Vortex and Libby Folfax had this comment.
It's important to remember point one of my 5-point plan.
It's all Jimmy's fault.
Poor Jimmy. He'll be hated and reviled by everyone.
Well, maybe you folks had something else to celebrate.
Hugh, you can't just invent a new holiday.
Or can I? That's it. Everybody likes pie, right? If we could combine pie and Yule, we'd have a...
Pule?
Yep, that's it! Pule! Dimple Dumpling, you're a genius!
You still here?
I'm just about to test out my Christmas equipment upgrade. Sheen, begin test of Jingle Bell-powered sonic propulsion unit. I've adapted my fuel cells so that they're powered by sonic vibrations.
The faster I jingle, the more powerful our back thrust.
And I used a spare Christmas light to install a laser-guided navigational beacon on my dog's nose.
Well, Goddard, you'll go down in history.
Hey, Carl, finished loading the presents?
1,999,999,990...
Call it even 2 billion!
All right, then. Let's head out.
You're crazy. You'll never do it. You only got 12 hours to deliver presents to every kid on Earth.
No problem. I've calculated everything down to the last nanosecond. Goddard, navigational system to power. Jingle bells to speed.
Ready to move out.
Got a blast. All systems are go for toy delivery. First stop, Norway. Lock on to our first house, Goddard.
And
And you really think this is a good idea?
Of course it is. I'm Croppy, the Pule Duck. Every Pule Eve, I bring the gift of pie to children everywhere. Yes, it's all here. Good children get apple or cherry, and the naughty kids get mints.
Oh, sweetie, do you really think this will help Jimmy?
Sure. Once folks get in that Pule spirit, they'll forget all about Jimbo. It's like the song says. You have yourself a happy little Pule. Let your heart sing up. Pule's no time of year to sit and mope about.
Here I am baking pies alive. Hope the crust is hot.
Joyful friends start to sing and shout. They won't dare to pout tonight. Every year is like a different flavor, filled with rich puree. All your cares like a la mode will melt away.
Oh, honey, this'll be the best Pule ever.
Coming up on First Target, Sven Svensson, age 4, present, suction cup finger Ultra Lord.
Got it.
Wait, that's a rare collectible. You can't just give it to some kid.
She
give it
don't
to me.
No, wait, it's give Christmas.
It, I want it.
What are you?
No!
Shane, get a grip. We only have 11 hours and 57 minutes left.
Good luck, honey.
Quack, quack, quack.
Merry Pule to all!
Oh, what's the bit?
Ever dream that people wouldn't want pie stuffed down their stocking.
Oh, sweetheart, maybe we could try again in the morning.
No, no, no. Pule's a failure. I guess there'll be no holiday cheer this year.
There's always President's Day.
Mm-hmm. That's the spirit, Sugar Booger. Everything will be all right on President's Day.
Oh, honey, there you go.
Enjoy your inane blinking contraptions, Japanese kid.
My calculations were perfect. We're finishing up right on schedule. Good job, Sheen. Nice work, Carl. Carl? Carl, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I think it's great that you've delivered all the presents. And now everyone will realize that there really is no such thing as Santa!
Don't cry, Carl. When we get back, you're going to be one of the most famous kids in Retroville.
Retroville? Holy Heisenberg! The sun's almost up and we haven't done Retrovilk. There's just one chance. With a light speed boost from this warp module, we might make it. Hang on, everyone. Calculated down to the last decimal point.
What are you so happy about?
Don't you get it? Jimmy couldn't deliver all the presents, right? That means only Santa can, right? And that means Santa's real.
You're right, Carl. That dock can fill us with the joy of Christmas. Christmas as we burn up in the atmosphere.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
Santa!
Holly Jolly Tractor Beam, activate!
Santa Claus? It's true! You are real!
Yep, got my red suit, everything. So you're Jimmy Neutron. You've been on my naughty list for some time now.
Told ya.
Sorry about the whole scrambling your atoms thing.
You're sorry? I still got protons where my ions should be. But that's all right. You boys did a great job tonight.
Well, is there still time to bring Christmas to Retroville?
No, I'm afraid I've used up all my reserve energy rescuing you boys.
But you're Santa. You can do anything.
Please.
All right. I bet the Tooth Fairy doesn't have to put up with this. Just give me a second to think.
Think.
Ring Blast! Jimmy. Do you still have your warp module?
No, I think Goddard has a spare.
Maybe my magic sleigh can take light speed better than your rocket. Here, slap it on this dashboard, and let's see what this baby can do. Initiate light speed now. Ho, 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 ho. That was easy. All I did was realign the quantum overthrow.
To compensate for the hyperspatial inversion!
Bingo! Well, Jimmy, maybe I'll see you next year. Stay away from fried foods and have a very Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Got a blast!
What a cool guy. Too bad he didn't have enough time to deliver presents to our house. Or did he? My dwarf star! Sorry it took so long. I had to let it cool for 5 years. Wolf Santa! Of course! I should have realized.
Good morning, Jimmy. Mary Pugh. Funny, it doesn't look like Pugh. It looks... Why, it looks just like Christmas!
I got peace on Earth! And a robo-fiend orbiting death platform with carnage-inducing plasma cannon! Cool!
Thanks for believing in me, Santa. Yay! I've been made an honorary elf! Elfie!
A lump of coal?
Do me a favor. The next time I suggest we humiliate somebody... Don't listen!
Woo! 123-piece hexagonal carbon alloy ratchet set!
It's a goose! Hey, looks like I got a new hobby!
It's all thanks to Santa.
Sweetie, we thought you didn't believe in Santa.
Recent empirical data strongly favors his existence. Mom? Dad? There is a Santa Claus.
This is so much better than Pugh.
And I've got the perfect decoration for the top of our tree. Goddard?
Christmas Day, we're together. Never mind the where or whether. Santa came through.
Now I believe too.
We're basking in the warmth of Christmas Day.